Oh, no. In Bitachon, just like to speed up so that by the end of this month, we finish what he has said about Bitachon. He says, the first part, Movel of Bitachon. First part of Bitachon is Bitachon isn't something that a person stam okay the kind of walking into for a hold up says I have a great Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's going to help me. I guess he should help you with this hold up. It says Bitachon is based on the fact that everything in this world is charvonish, and therefore the first thing that allows Bitachon a marvel of Bitachon is Shmiya b'kol Hashem Yisal v'tveikas b'torosam Yishamrus min amirida B'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov Yisal v'kol Hashem Yitin v'chol kol m'shalos l'becha. It's not Bitachon, just Bitachon. Bitachon together with. Bitachon together with doing your maximum in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it depends for what purpose you want. It says, Bitachon l'tachlos hadasis. Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu will need the wherewithal and the ability to serve Him in the way I want to. Kol bitachon shetachlis hadosis, hari hu nochon v'sholim el bitachon shetachlis hagashmis. Okay. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me what I need. Person is sincere in his goals in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always give him the wherewithal to do that. Okay, now, first part of Bitachon is Hachavat HaNezek Chomor. That, I have to have Bitachon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enable me to succeed in my Ruchnius goals. I put myself in his hands, and then I can be guaranteed that he'll keep away from me those things that distract me. Harchokas nezek chomos, gonze hanigram laodam bebriyosam. Either his health or other things. Derech bitachon sheyidlo ha'odom es libo v'Hashem yisal yiftach bo sheyarech me all of us a hezer. That he will, all things that will damage him will be kept away from him. V'chayiv odom lizkos haftochos Hashem yisal mi shebotech bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bitachon, rewards the person with bitachon with what he wants out of it. He says, Yoshibri says, Hashem machsim sudosi lokai eftach bo. Ta'at Hashem machsi el yom samto monach. He says, Ki choshef avote. He says, Dosuna lecharo v'negel lo yikra bo alecha. Nothing will happen to you, but it depends on a very deep, deep bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that goes with the Madrega. There's doing it intellectually and internalizing it inside of you. The deeper it becomes part of you and it is who you are, then the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable you to achieve those goals that you'll be talking. In Turchan Boteach, Wachazik Bitchonu, he has to daven for it. He has to work on Bitoch. And even if inside, he says it has to be expressed both externally and internally. He says, Klal Yisrael coming to Eretz Yisrael. What was their success based on? So, they destroyed Sichon by war. They didn't destroy Sichon and Og, two powerful armies, just by sitting and saying, okay, we have Bitoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's going into war with a deep understanding. It says, Ki Yemincho Zoracho Vorpanecho Ki Vitzisom. Doing both, but while you're doing it, have a constant feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on you. Same thing is going on with a doctor. Here he says as follows. Bitochin works together with Harvonish. V'yech Harvonish Mastirim, or Mark from Chesed Olkam, Mezatam. And sometimes a certain awareness a person has that he himself doesn't pay attention to, and only a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. No. What about Nisim? Ada, Shem Gedolet, Sikasa Shalodim, Vitova Masa, Vitchon Bashem Yisal, Bechol Inyonim, Nochom Venoz. Ozak Bavoso Yisal, Vesvach, Vodovas, Vos. If a person has been careful in everything he does. After that, when his basketball years Hashem Vavoso, Achizrach, Oro, Olo, Vachosh, Bikirvoso, Elo, and the Gold of Hashkosol. A person with deep emunim bitochen, he says, can feel and see in his life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it and taking care of him. He says, when a person, and this is the thought he got out of the Rambam murder book, if a person at that point becomes totally, his mind is totally doubled on Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing can hurt him. He can walk in a battlefield where the bullets are flying everywhere and the missiles going all red, won't touch him. But that requires deep, deep, total preoccupation with Bitoch and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which most people can't achieve. What's in the parasha of Hukas? The Choshen. So what did Moshe tell? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Asiloch. Srof, similar. 8. Put up. And the Mishnah says, "V'chi nochash meimis nochash machaya." Is nachash and nachoshes? What power do they have? El kolz man Yisrael mistaplu kape malu, mistabli mislibam lovir mishamayim. It's a way of forcing people to be preoccupied with the presence of Kodesh Baruch in the midbar, which sometimes they had a tendency to forget, and then the choshem had no power. But that's only for people on top of my dragon. But it's not a yes or no issue. it's a sliding scale. The person who's not totally dovuk, so it's a shmira, but not a complete shmira. Okay. That's in physical danger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. About religious danger. Sakonas Hadas. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put us in a situation of an assignment. In terms of Ruchnis, a person has to understand that, and here it's a very big yisod in his entire thing, in the Rambam's entire thing. Sometimes when a person is saying, he has a bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mesbal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me weather this Messiah. I'm putting myself into it, you help me. Now, number one. Number two, this is true. But there are all sorts of things. There's horrible illnesses, there's wars, there's bullets, there's missiles, there's... Sometimes it's just inconvenience. It's also it. And the idea of bitachon is the more I'm dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he gives me a shmira. That shmira is to prevent the negative things from happening to me, each on their own madrega. But it depends on different levels of being dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when we get to bitachon, there's bitachon, there are two levels, there's different levels of bitachon. The level of bitachon, keeping the bad away and getting the goals that I'm out to achieve. Getting my necessities in life. And here he says a very simple idea of bitachon. A person is medaktik on what he does. Has bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he will get his necessities of life. Nosali lechem leachol ubegit lilvosh. But it doesn't mean that's going to happen by just hanging around the house doing nothing. The yasuk b'avoda regila, has to have a regular job. What does it mean? I'll get a regular job. I look for a job. I'll get the job. All this is part of bitachon. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I do my normal hishtalas of looking for the job, I'll get the job. And then from that, I will be able to support myself and my family. It goes hand in hand. Normal hishtalas together with bitachon. He said, Yaakov Avinu, but he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me lechem leachol begat lilvosh. So what did he do? He worked for Lavan for 20 years to get parnasim. But from a deep understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the parnasim. Lechem ibru elom kach sipo v'amizmanat. That's what he's saying. No, saying, he supplies everyone with what they need. Okay. And then he goes into understanding how Parnas and Hishtavas works. If I'm giving parnasah to the animals automatically, so why should I give it to human beings? He says, very simple. אף על פי שפרנסת הבריות מובטחת, כמו שהוכיחו הפסוקים, says, but says there are no guarantees in this world. If I would have the entire scorecard of my life, what it was I've done, mitzvahs averus, what I'm continuing to do, and I sort of covering over, lying to myself about it, then bitachon would be much easier. But I'm doing the following, and he says, and this is the complexity. I'm saying, I'm doing my normal hashtalas. Hashem Baruch Hu promised me that if I do my normal hashtalas, I'll achieve my goals. And he will make sure that it happens. Oh, that's nice and fine. But. It's all dependent on Shchar Onesh. I don't have in front of me the entire scorecard, number one. And number two, as the Rambam points out in Hilchos Teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu balances and gives credit and debit on different levels to different things, and he's the only one who understands that much. Someone who has no bitachon, then what happens then? HaKadosh Baruch Hu just has up to chance. It's up to chance, but if something happens positive, it's part of his heart, part of his own negative, part of his own ish. Tochen hurt Sony who bitchonim shall yichide skula, amayachtim as Hashem, vegan betoru, mamina beemes of a tom, shakol ham, so I'm a corn by Shem is born. And there's the bitochen of the yochel and the bitochen of the rabbi. Tochen yochel, everyone has to himself gauge himself and work on himself, and David HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, increase his level of bitachon and tvekes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment that's increased, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's act of hashkocha increases. So the moment my mind is absent from it, so then I throw myself into just a haphazard world. Now he said, the Sikum Koladvara. I mean, who is Shapsukim Bam Nemar to call Echavecha Botech Bashem Kavarazu Robin Eldon? Tochen who have Chloe Hamuchach. Most people do the habit of some sort of Potochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it says, Ashi Odom Botech Boch, he says, when it seems to say they're very unique things, yes. That means this deep, complete bitachon is very unique. The asher yesh, the one who gets it, which asher, rash is the true of shalish. What does that mean? The moment you feel and realize that you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, it grants a very deep inner peace and inner happiness. Because you don't think it's up to you to do it. Tells that he has to plan. That's the plan. And he asked him, plan, knowing as follows, I have a reasonable way of achieving my parnasa, and it makes sense, and it ties in with my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then I know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will be there to help me totally, completely, partially. That depends on my cheshbon. Yes. But it has to have some sort of a plan. Okay, now. This is mostly what I wanted to achieve with Bitachon. And he finishes off, we just go through how he finishes off, then we'll go on to another topic. Okay, let's summarize this. Chayovim onu klal shomrei haTorah liftoch b'shem Yisrael v'chol sharin yonei. And this is now liftoch, but he says mutu aleinu klal shomrei Torah shel Moshe. He says to believe what the Nevi'im says, and that's the B.S. HaGoa. But then he says, I believe in the B.S. HaGoa, but like everything else, Bara Bitachon. And B.S. HaGoa is determined by Klai Yisrael deserving the Gugula. It doesn't happen automatically. It's in our hands to bring the Gugula, our hands to not bring the Gugula. Our hands to bring the Gugula by our level of Ruchnias. Our level is not if our level of Ruchnias drops. And that is like everything else in this world. The more Klal Yisrael will have a deep belief in B'yis HaGoa, and that they have to get their act together for B'yis HaGoa, that brings the goal. Again, he's coming around to the same idea applied in a million different ways. And then he said the final thing is Malas HaHafkodah. At a certain time, I do what I do, but I deeply feel that I am in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, putting myself in his hands. Dovid HaMelech says, "Nitnu l'no b'yad Hashem ki rabu racho v'yad oda malach." There is a Gron Mishle. The Gron Mishle says that when you're confronted with someone and you're afraid of him, what does that mean? You feel he has power over you. The more you feel he has power over you, the more you empower him to have power over you. But when you confront him and say, I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he has no power over me, then Erech Hanami has no power over me. That's what he calls Hafkoda. Saying, I do what I do, but I have absolutely no thought other than I am in your hands totally. And that is the ultimate goal of Betacha. That feeling I am in HaKadosh Baruch's hands totally. Now, next few weeks, to the end of this month, I want to finish off a number of things he talks about, his topkos and precious, that are just and a number of things. But just give people advice. People talk a lot of times about bitachon. The most complete and detailed, I've sort of skimmed over everything. He says, in my mind, the most complete and detailed and practical way of understanding bitachon is the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam in the Masbuk about bitachon. It'd be very kedai for everyone to go through it in a very detailed and complete way for their own selves. And the ultimate goal, what he says, is Hafkoda. Achieving that deep feeling that no one and nothing has power over me, amen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands totally, I just have to do what I have to do and allow him to do what he has to do. That feeling of I'm doing what I have to do and he does what he has to do, and internalizing it deeply, in the end of the day, that's what Bitachon is all about. So maybe it's in the next few weeks, when we finish this one, we'll just go through all the other things.